week, 90.5 WESA celebrates people making a difference. For one Pittsburgh area man, ensuring that people with and without disabilities can play together has become a nearly all-encompassing volunteer effort.
Hi, my name's Ian Neumeier. I'm the founder and director of the nonprofit Find Some Flow. We've recently built what I'm calling now the Traveling Game Lab, or the Mobile Game Lab. And it is an accessibly built locker, you know, 5.5 feet by six feet. And it is a small mobile unit built to ADA standards so that the doors are able to open wide enough and the shelves aren't too high and the pieces on the ground aren't too low. And it's packed full of the games that we've developed over about 3 years of playing across Pittsburgh and Western PA with a number of different adaptive athletes. It has the materials that we've developed. It has some take-home flyers, everything that we feel a family would need to be able to walk into a playground and identify immediately how they can play with and integrate with and collaborate with pretty much anybody on that playground, regardless of their ability. We've developed what is, as far as I know, the most integrative and inclusive sport in the world, which is Stonehenge, which enables, at the same time, in the same space, folks who are abled and disabled by a multitude of things to collaborate and compete without any need for quote-unquote handicapping. Often when we hear lots of talk about doing things that give opportunities to folks with disabilities, we tend to think like a charity model of giving and providing services. That's exactly what we don't want to do. So a good part of our work is built around ensuring that we have the physical environment and the equipment to allow for truly free play, regardless of your ability. And the way that we do that is by ensuring that simple things, right down to the nitty-gritty of, are most of the pieces graspable to most people? Are of those pieces that are not graspable, how can we build in really simple and replicable solutions like pickup tools? We can have playgrounds that serve as hubs of integration for communities. It could easily happen. Ensuring that places have these lockers that we've developed full of equipment that enable folks to interact and play. They're cheap. They're sustainable. And I think that if we do that, what we end up with is a bunch of abled folks who become stakeholders in disability justice, who become stakeholders in their friends' justice, more importantly, because that's what they'll be. We're putting it out. We're making sure that we bring it to our public events. We're making sure that we get this thing into play spaces. And we're learning from it. We're seeing how people interact with it. We've obviously already thought of a whole lot of ways to improve it. I mean, I came in to Find Some Flow as somebody who's abled and privileged. I am a perfect example of somebody who grew up completely separated from my peers with disabilities. I didn't have to know anything about what they were struggling with. I didn't have to know. So coming into this has been a bit of a steep learning curve and an education for me. And what I've learned is that all you have to do is ask and be willing to listen. Take their word for it. Listen to the stories that they tell you and learn from them. If you're willing to do that, you will learn. You will find solutions to just about any problem affecting any social group.
To hear more from Ian Neumeier and learn about others having a positive impact on our community, go to our website, wesa.fm/difference.
UPMC is proud to support 90.5 WESA celebrates people making a difference. UPMC, life-changing medicine.